You want me?
Yeah, go for
it. My name is Parvez Sultan. I'm a priest in charge of St. Albans Church in Highgate. We were involved in a group called Highgate Interfaith Group. About 6-7 people were meeting regularly. And we knew that there is a program near neighbors, and the idea is, of course, coming together, having friendship, strengthening the friendship, and then reaching out to the community at their level. So my background is theological education, because I was a principal and a teacher of theology in Pakistan for 22 years. Last year I came to Highgate to work in St. Albans Church. So I was thinking what kind of activity we could foster to strengthen this idea of near neighbors. And then finally I discussed with my parish committee, and we agreed that perhaps we should hold 4 theological discussions where people from 4 faiths of the area. This is a synagogue on Persia Road and Central Mosque on Belgrave Way, and St. Albans is Conybeare Road, and Gurdwara is just on this cross, Mosley Road. And these 4 faith communities were already involved in this Highgate Interfaith Group. So St. Albans collaborated with Highgate Interfaith Group, and we said, okay, I introduced the idea of having these theological discussions where we would focus on the spirit and commitments of our individual religion. And we would give 1 evening to each religion: Christianity on 17th of April, Islam on 25th of April, Judaism on May the 2nd, which is tomorrow, Sikhism on May the 9th. And they would bring their speaker, they would bring their moderator, and of course people would come from the 4 communities. The idea was to have something like 50 or 60 people maximum, but we are having around 40, 45, which is not bad. So highlighting the spirit, focusing on the idea of righteousness, love, care, peace, justice, not in just a kind of high sophisticated jargons, but practical realities where people face. So we are really bringing the mosque and the Sikh Gurdwara, Central Synagogue, and St. Albans Church together. You know, there's also St. Albans School in the area, so they are also involved in it. So that is the kind of idea, and we prepared this handout, theological discussions. Every week we send an invitation with topic, speaker, and moderator, applied theological perspective of Christianity. Then that is Christianity, white color, and green is Islam, 7 articles of Islam. The speaker was the imam of the mosque. And then tomorrow we are having Judaism, layperson's approach to belief and application. And then on 9th of May we would have something from Sikhs. So we're very confident, especially my people in the church. That has been an eye-opener to them, because it is a group of older people with Anglo-Catholic background, and of course the church has a history of outreaching to the community, but over the years perhaps they were not sure how to carry on with the changing situation of multi-faith composition of Highgate. So we would definitely like to continue in one way or the other these meetings and discussions. Even after the 9th of May we would have a follow-up, and then I'm going to invite something like 25-30 Asian pastors of diaspora, you know, from India, Pakistan. People are scattered all over Britain, so I hope people will turn up, and I would inject this idea to them, not physically, but I will encourage them to have this commitment for the community.
I see you serve dinner as well afterwards.
Oh, well, I mean, yes, yeah, that's a kind of, people come and discuss, and then they eat together. And,
that's really good.
Yes. And for that, we have some funding, you know. You need money to feed people, you know. But I think it's worth spending, because It's not only that dinner attracts people, but dinner brings people together. You know, they can stay on longer.
Yeah.
They can stay longer.
Yeah.